Earlier today, Jared Polis was sworn in as the 43rd governor of the state of Colorado. In the inauguration ceremony, which took place at the state capitol, Terry Knight, a spiritual leader from the Ute Mountain Ute tribe, bestowed a blessing on the new governor and the state. Anne Waldman of Naropa University recited a poem in honour of the occasion.
Breathe in the beautiful negative ions of true governance. Breathe out the efficacy of what we may give generously to the world. Governor-elect Polis, in good body, mind, spirit, lead us well. Thank you so much.
Then Nathan Coates, Chief Justice of the Colorado Supreme Court, administered the oaths of office first to Jenna Griswold, who was sworn into office as Secretary of State, the first Democrat to hold that position since 1963. Following Griswold, Treasurer Dave Young and Attorney General Phil Weiser, both Democrats, were also sworn in. After that, John Hickenlooper made his last speech as governor of Colorado.
And later today, I will go home to my wife, my remarkable son. When I came up here 8 years ago, he was half his age and half my size. That's not the case anymore. I'll go home to my wife and my son as a husband and father, private citizen, Coloradan, with a full heart, but never more excited than I have ever been about our future in the hands of Governor Polis. It has been the greatest gift to be your mayor, to be your governor. Thank you for taking a chance on me. And one last time, giddy up.
Then with his husband Marlon Reese by his side, Jared Polis was sworn in as the 43rd governor of the state of Colorado.
I will faithfully perform the duties
of the office of governor upon which I am about to enter. To the best of my ability. Congratulations.
Diversity in all its forms makes our state healthier and more prosperous. We complement one another. We learn from one another. We make each other better. And in that work, we respect each other's rights, sharing a common faith in our abilities and our future, while having real conversations about how to make progress.
Before making his speech, Governor Polis took a selfie with the crowd and shared it by Twitter. You can see that selfie taken by Governor Jared Polis at the inauguration online at kgnu.org. And there you can listen to the entire poem read by Anne Waldman and the blessing given by Terry Knight of the Ute Mountain Ute at today's inauguration ceremony. That's all at kgnu.org.